Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chris Lee. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Chrisley moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yost strikes out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Russ Nixon. John Powers pinch hits for Woody Held. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Romano now catching. John Powers now playing left field. Tito Francona now playing first base. Vic Power now playing shortstop. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards short. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond pinch hits for Gary Bell. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Strickland now playing shortstop. Dick Stigman now pitching. Vic Power now playing third base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Maxwell trying to get to home. Pearsall throws the ball into Romano who tags Maxwell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Keane moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chris Lee. Power reaches second base with a double. Keane scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to third. Romano moves to second. Tom Morgan now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane now playing left field. John Powers now playing right field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Yost is walked intentionally. Groth moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Neil Chrisley. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Pete Burnside now pitching. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.